Oh, no one ever thinks about the crew below the decks. They're drinking and they're partying and having lots of sex. They cook and clean and serve the rich with a smile all day. But when the richies leave the ship, the yachties get to play. Yo ho, nilly, yo, yo ho, nilly, yo. We're heading up the gangplank and going down below. Bravo!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, gang. Welcome back to another Gangplank Report. First up is our OG with KG segment with Kathy Gilmore. Hey, girl.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
Good. I'm very excited about the OG as always.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start off with a quick shout out to Kate Chastain and congratulations. This might be our first OG baby, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And as my friend Stephanie said, please, Lord, let Josiah have donated the sperm.
That's hysterical.
Right? That'd be like, what a great baby. No word yet on whether her baby and Hannah's baby will start some Twitter feud, but we'll
see.
We'll keep an eye on that.
Yep.
And of course, we got to start off with the big freaking, like, is Captain Lee leaving?
Yeah.
And I actually saw on somebody else's thing that they were like, what? Captain Lee might be leaving? Spoiler alert. And they were serious. How do you watch this show and not know?
I have no idea. It has been everywhere, I thought.
Every single episode has been him making that decision, telling them. And of course, they did it housewife style where they saved it for the very end of the episode.
Right.
Oy, yeah. So, I mean, all due respect to Captain Lee. We love our boat daddy, but it's all feeling very Monty Python at this point. Like, not done yet. Like, still going. Merely a flesh wound, you know? Oy. So, I mean, I love him, but like, we're ripping off the world's slowest Band-Aid, mm-hmm. I think, right now.
Yep.
Moving on, because, you know, we love him, but Camille. Wow. Well, I have a lot about pretty much all my highlights other than, you know, the Austin Powers bosun is Camille this week. Mm-hmm. Is she really complaining about working so hard while lounging in a cabin watching Haley work?
Right.
You know, like, girl, I don't know about you, you know? I mean, in that meeting that wasn't really a meeting with her and Fraser and Ross was just... I don't know. Nothing was accomplished. The two of them want to get rid of her, but they're just not saying it.
I'm glad you said that because when I watched it, I was like, what happened there? Nothing happened there.
Nothing happened.
And she was like, I'm so glad that got cleared up. I thought I missed something.
Yeah, she has no idea what cleared up means, clearly. I don't get it, but hopefully we'll be rid of her soon. We'll see if there's a new captain and wink, wink, who it is. And
no spoilers, you know, Kathy.
If it's the one we think, I feel like Camille's going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
It's going to be very Montessori soon on that vessel. So, yeah, Ross is so gross. Like, why does every episode have to open with them repeating his whole horrible statement? The world's worst Tinder bio about how he needs sex all the time.
He's gross.
Oh my God, it's so gross. I'm sick of hearing about it. Mm-hmm. And I loved Fraser's reaction to it. He was like,
like, I think you have a problem. Yep.
Yeah. And I like how we were getting a little more like out of Fraser, the quips this week, I felt like. Although I'm very confused as to why he was wearing suspenders during that dinner.
Somebody else commented about that on Twitter. Hysterical. Yeah.
I was like, I don't get it. The theme was like red and black, but I didn't get any of it. It was very distracting to people that get easily distracted, I guess.
Everybody needs one Larry King moment in their life, I suppose.
I know, right? And that is actually the only note I had on Fraser. And Ross, all I had written was, he's so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's a good looking dude, however old he is. We still don't know if he's 25 or 55.
Yep.
But yeah, he's awful. And then Alyssa, girl, I don't want to step on toes. And then 10 seconds later, pushes in between the conversation with Ben and Katie.
Mm-hmm.
These girls are acting all hungry. And then she's all over Ross like, pick a lane.
Yeah.
Pick a lane.
It was confusing.
You can be judgy, but don't be hypocritical. But I guess, you know, boozy makes us all hypocrites sometimes, yeah. I guess. You know?
Funny.
And then also on that night out, like, I'm officially old. Were all those girls just wearing their bras to go out?
It kind of looked like that. Yeah. Katie, for sure.
Like, when Haley was getting ready to go, I was like, oh, they showed them in the cabin. I was like, oh, she's going to put on a shirt. But she didn't.
Yep.
And then I was like, wow, I'm old.
Yep. It's the new halter.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just very jarring to this old biddy, I guess.
And funny that you said that, because Rachel with her hat and her outfit,
yes,
I thought she looked completely out of time. What is it? Anachronistic. Yeah.
Yeah. Rachel looked like she was supposed to be at that dinner with Fraser's suspenders, I think. Maybe it was left over from that mysterious theme we don't know about.
Yeah.
Oy. And then they were just going to start freaking like shagging right at the table.
Ben and Camille.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap, girl and boy. So yeah, it was just a little like, I'm like, wow, I'm old. That's what I got out of this episode. I am old. And then, yeah, Camille and Ben. Oh my God. We didn't even talk about Tony. Ben and Tony, how much do you love their little bromance they
it's
got going
cute.
On?
It's cute. And Ben even called it a bromance this episode.
Yeah, it's adorable. And I hope if we get new crew members or lose crew members, or they keep kind of hinting about Tony not being able to realize how much work it is, I hope that doesn't get busted up. It reminds me of like the Giggle Squad,
yeah,
that we had.
Mm-hmm. On Sailing Yacht, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved it, except I don't know. I don't think Ben and Tony are as hot, quite frankly. But,
there you go.
But I thought it was really good. And then the whole thing about the way they ended it, just, this is a continuing series. Mm-hmm. Week after week, it picks up where the drama left off the previous week.
Yeah.
So why do they have to be all dramatic with the to be continued?
They did it all through Med.
They did. I know. That's why it bothered me again. I was like, we know we're coming back. Like, the whole reason we're coming back.
Yeah.
It's not shocking. It's not like a very special sitcom where they used to do that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, to be continued. Oh, no. Like, we know. Granted, the Captain Lee thing is huge. It would be huger had they not told us about it endlessly in right. the previews.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was not clutching my pearls at the end of this episode, like, no. In shock and horror. I did not need smelling salts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going to wait to the end, and I knew we weren't going to have any resolve with it.
Right. Yeah.
I think the preview for next week, my personal preview, is probably that, like, Fraser and Rachel are going to cry in the galley. Mm-hmm. We're going to see the new captain, and it's going to be shocking. But I think it's going to take, what, don't you think, like, a whole episode?
I would think.
I think it's going to be a very special below deck.
That's awesome. The big thing for me last night was production, in that the phone call that he had to Captain... the captain who's coming.
You almost said it.
I almost spoiled the non-spoiler, but yeah, it seemed so not real.
Seemed
like when somebody's trying to talk to you and you,
oh my God, yeah,
and you put your phone up to your ear and you forget to tap it to make the screen glow even.
Absolutely. That's me talking to one of my neighbors, by the way.
Yeah. And the other thing I feel like they missed out on, what Rachel did with that dinner was very special.
God.
It was very special. Yeah. They should have highlighted each of the people.
Each of the courses. Yeah. And each of the people. And maybe that's why we were so confused about the suspenders, because
right.
they glossed over that. Why wasn't that like an hour and 15 minute episode?
Yeah. I just feel like they missed the boat on that. Honoring those women was
no pun intended.
Oh, I didn't even realize I did that. But yeah, honoring those women was one of the most special things I've seen on there in a while.
Oh yeah, I love Rachel. I know she had her issues, but my God, like, what a creative chef she is. She's a big old sap, and I love all her talking to herself and yelling at things. Like, I totally do that. So it's relatable.
Yep.
I really like her. Yeah, I agree with you. That was like a missed opportunity there. But yeah, we shall see what happens. I mean, the only thing I have to say, like, we all sort of get into the boat romances kind of thing, and we all know they're going to be short-lived. And we all know at this point, half of them are using it just to get more screen time, Camille. But I guess I don't need as much time put in on those as they give sometimes. So yeah, I feel like Alyssa and Katie decided to film a reality show.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. None of it speaks to me as being real at all.
Honestly, I know that I'm a robot, but I was really surprised that emotions were involved at this point.
Oh, absolutely.
It shocked me.
Yeah. But then all of a sudden, like, how do we go from like Ben and Katie flirting to them like making out during Charter?
Oh, Ross and Katie?
I mean, Ross and Katie. Sorry. Ross and Katie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got whiplash from that.
Yeah. It seemed to come out of nowhere, and then it seemed like, is it a thing? Oh, it's not a thing. Well, it's not a thing. You do your thing. Well, wait, you did a thing. It was constant whiplash. And then I was like, why would anybody be crying over this? I just...
I know. I hope Fraser acts like a third stew and gossips to those girls about what he said about his libido and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I need him to fill them in. I love that Haley confronted him and outed him right away.
I know. Yeah. I need him to get therapy. Stat.
Haley is a potster and I like it.
I love it. And the thing I like about her is she admits she's one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I hate those ones that I don't like drama. Here's the drama. She's like, oh no, I'm bored. I need some drama. So
let me ratchet Haley, this up a little bit. Two. Yep.
Exactly. So that's my wrap up for this week.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Was a good episode. You were right about it being a preview of a preview of a preview.
Right?
Don't make any more predictions like that today, because we just need to get there.
Yeah. Right? For sure. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep. We will catch you next week. Follow Kathy on Twitter, Instagram, at The Gilmore Girl. She's on Facebook and also thegilmoregirl.com.
Woohoo!
And we will see you next week.
See you next week. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Gangplank Report. We are discussing Below Deck Adventure, Season 1, Episode 7, which Bravo called II Captain Deckhand. And we have a special guest with us today. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello again.
Hey.
Yay.
You guys need more friends.
We have lots of friends.
Sure.
There's a specific reason that you are here on this episode.
Yeah.
And that's because the best thing about our friends is they give us insights to things that we don't know about. And you can do that today. So I'm told.
Yes.
I can.
Well, let's get through the rapid recap with Jen, and then we can get into this episode.
All righty. Captain Carey quickly assesses Nathan's ankle after his fall and has him ice it for an apparent strain. The dinner theme is fire and ice. Jessica tries a dessert she's never done before and wows the guests. The interior is frustrated that there doesn't seem to be a team mentality on the boat. Docking is a nightmare due to radio issues and a lack of urgency. The guests leave a $25,000 tip. The new deckhand Seth arrives, and there's already sparks between him and Faye. And the show ends with Mike and Lewis bunking with Casey and Oriana. And that's your super rapid recap.
Awesome. So Tiffany happens to know the new deckhand.
Yeah, I actually met him right after I got done filming. And we were both day workers on a boat for the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. This would have been, what, 2015?
Wow.
Yes.
A long time ago. But I don't think I've ever talked to him probably since then. Maybe once or twice. And I think he's friends with Brian as well from my season.
Oh, really?
So he might have more insight. Yeah. I was Facebook creeping right before we started chatting. I was like, I haven't really talked to him in a while. All right. But yeah, he was a really sweet kid, very professional, but we'll see how the season goes, of course.
Yes.
I was telling Adrian, usually I'm good about gut instincts on people.
Uh-huh.
I laughed a little bit when Casey said that she couldn't figure out his aura because the purple shirt threw her off too much, but I couldn't figure out his vibe either. So I don't think it was the purple shirt for me, but I just can't get a beat on him yet. He seems competent, but he also seems hyperly confident.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say overly because I don't know what his skill set is. But if you know you're coming in as a deckhand under somebody who's already a bosun, I don't think the first thing I would be fishing for is faults of the bosun, if that makes sense.
I'm kind of surprised that he asked Faye that quickly about Lewis. I mean, maybe there was more to the conversation and that's just how they edit it, but it just seemed like that was very fast for him to be fishing for flaws in his boss.
That's what I meant. I know you want to get the lay of the land, and you guys would know this better than me and can speak to it. When you're coming in and there's already a group, you kind of want to see where you fit in. So I would guess that you would ask questions, but that one threw me off, I think.
That one rubbed me the wrong way.
I mean, maybe he's just trying to jump up that ladder as fast as he can, though. Doesn't he have his captain's license?
Yes. He said he has his 200.
Yeah. So he's got the same as me. So yeah, he's probably like, why am I a deckhand?
But that's the gig. And
yeah,
I would think if he's been in the industry as long as you said, if you're talking 2015,
mm-hmm.
that's the 7 years that he's talking about. If he's been in that long, he knows what below deck is.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So it's a trade off. Do you want to get on the show or do you want to work at the highest level that you're accredited for?
Right.
Right. And to your point about not being able to get a read on him, I met him last night for the first time. And first of all, I didn't know it was him because Carrie didn't tell me until like halfway through. The kid seemed genuinely offended that I didn't know him.
That's funny.
Bless.
But yeah, I was standing in front of him and I couldn't get a read. But as far as the rest of this episode, though, Nathan, I mean, do we think that that's another Matt injury? Like it was not as severe as it was portrayed to be, maybe?
I don't think it's a Matt or a Kyle thing. I think it probably is because when you roll your ankle, it does hurt, but he didn't seem like he was looking to bow out.
Right.
The next morning, he was just like, I'm just going to have to work on it. So I don't see it the same way as I do Matt and Kyle. I think it probably did hurt. For me, all guys kind of act way more hurt than women do when stuff like that happens.
So. Man flu.
Exactly. So the moaning didn't bother me and it didn't make me think it was super serious. When I saw the ankle, I thought exactly what Carrie thought. It's not swollen up. There's nothing sticking out anywhere. Ice it and you'll be good.
I mean, they're a deckhand down until the new guy shows up. I just feel like he's going to have to figure out how to work on it.
Yeah.
Hobble around a little bit if you have to. I actually broke part of my foot and I had the deckhand tie my foot to my waist so that I wasn't putting pressure on it. And I jumped around the galley in order to be able to get the charter
like a freaking pirate.
Oh my gosh.
If I can do that.
Peg leg gang. That's what we're going to call you.
Tiffany was around for that.
Crazy.
That wasn't the big thigh swollen injury, was it?
Oh, yes, it was.
Was that different?
Oh, it was. Yeah. Yeah. I had a bruise, the deepest color purple you can imagine, and it was in the shape of Africa on the side of my leg. It was really impressive.
I'll have to send you the photos.
please do.
But yeah, he can work on a sprained ankle. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. What did you think about when Faye and Casey were trying to get, this is later in the night, during the dinner, and they were trying to get help carrying up the plates? Jess had the baked Alaska. So Faye and Casey were going to take it upstairs, but there were so many plates, and with what Jess had to carry to set it all on fire, they needed an extra pair of hands. Louis, Oriana, and Nathan were all down already, and Mike was up in the wheelhouse. They were calling him, and he had his volume turned down low, according to him, and he didn't come to help. Do you think, with your experience, Tiffany, that him having worked container ships before, that he's just oblivious to the fact that he might be needed?
I mean, yeah, because I've worked on dredge boats before yachting, and you're kind of supposed to just do what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know on my season, I had a hard time doing the opposite of that. I was trying to help everyone do everything, and Hannah was right. getting mad at me. So you have to find that fine line of what's my job. But if you're not doing anything, I think it's just common sense. You should help if you can, if you're not needed somewhere else.
Right. And I don't understand. He said he was going to bed in 10 minutes. And she said, I'll only need you for 5. But do the people who aren't shown on camera, do they take a role in Anchor Watch too? Because Louis and Nathan were already asleep. So I don't know how Mike could have gone to sleep. Then nobody would be up.
I think it varies by captain and by boat, because mm-hmm. I don't recall any of our crew actually doing anchor watch.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe that's a new thing just to add more.
Maybe. I mean, and it's hard for us to do anchor watches too when we're already doing, you know, these long shifts and then cutting your sleep, chopping it all up.
Right.
Yeah. That one's hard to say.
Yeah. And that's what's happening. So maybe that's why they added it in, is just for more drama. So you're more exhausted.
But I mean, there are sleep rules too, though. Like, we're required to get, you know, X amount of hours of sleep.
Right. By the way, everybody, we lost Adrienne due to communication issues. We're going to try and get her back here in a little bit. But for right now, Tiffany, how long does it usually take when you're on a boat to get into a rhythm between interior and exterior?
I would say a couple weeks.
Okay. So if we're only on the third charter, it's still in working the kinks out mode.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I was still learning where things were, like napkins on the third charter. And you got to know, like, these charters happen super quick and you're trying to reorganize it the way it'll make sense to you, not how it was set up as well.
Right. Because if you're looking at 3 days each, we're like a week and a half into everybody knowing each other at this point.
Yeah. Jeez.
So there's still room for communication issues to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can tell who's been doing this for a long time and who hasn't. I think Faye, she's been doing it for about 4 years. So you can see her frustration level a little bit, because mm-hmm. she's used to a more smooth running machine.
Right.
And you can see people like Mike and a little bit Nathan Wise not getting the urgency in some things because they haven't done it.
Right.
I think that's what you get when you mix a seasoned and a green crew.
Thanks, production.
Thanks, production. Yeah. But overall, it's going pretty well. And I haven't seen any major bumps. When they were docking last night and Carrie was having such a hard time getting signals from Louis, and we still haven't figured out if it's the radio or if it's how he's using the radio, but it was cutting out the whole time. And Carrie's like parallel parking this yacht in between two boats in a space that I couldn't have parked my stupid little Cobalt in that space, let alone a giant boat. So I understand his dander got up a little, but deservedly so.
Right.
Because when you're that close to something that can wreck the boat, you need clear communication.
If I had to guess, I'd say user error.
And Nathan did try and correct him at a point and say, you got to hold down the mic the whole time you're talking. And I think he was mm-hmm. maybe letting the button up a little early.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So I think they'll work some of this out as they go along. But with Seth coming on last night, like I said, we really didn't get a good idea of who he is yet. It's too quick. And Mike even joked at dinner that he came on such a perfect day because they had already turned the boat over. And basically, he just got to come on, meet everybody, and then go out to a dinner that Bravo paid for.
So, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's the way to show up.
Yeah. So Sign me up.
No kidding.
I would totally fill in again if that was the situation.
Yeah. If you can guarantee me that that's going to be my life.
Yeah.
You can have Captain Tiffany back. I'll be your Captain Deckhand, dang it.
You know what's funny? This reminds me. So like after charters, we would have to get into hair and makeup and go do our talking head thing. Mm-hmm. And Hannah would usually go first. I was like, man, she's missing like the prime turning over time. So like, I was like, do you mind if I go first next time? Like, I'm really tired of making bets. And they're like, sure. And they actually switched us.
That's so funny. Good for you.
Like, why didn't I think of this earlier?
And now you have no doubt why Hannah was going first, because she's smart. Yes. And she understood that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was also the first one up. So I was like, this will be my downtime, like when I should be napping. I want to have my glass of wine or a whole bottle of wine while I'm having my hair and makeup done. And then another bottle while I'm doing the energy.
Cheers. Up. What do you want to ask me?
I'm like, what do you want me to say? Get me out of this chair.
Yeah. So overall, how long did you work with Seth?
I think it was only like a week, because boat show is not that long. And I don't think he was there every day, because he was just freelancing like I was. I think that was literally my first job after filming.
Really?
Yeah. Small world.
It is a small world. And I think it's mm-hmm. because yachting is kind of a small world in general.
Yeah. I mean, it's huge, but it's so small.
Right. Because it's funny to me when a new person comes on and Adrienne's forever like, oh, I know this person who knows that. And when she told me before we recorded, oh, Tiffany worked with Seth. And I was just like, somehow that doesn't surprise me anymore. It used to be like, right, oh, you're yeah. kidding. And now it's like, oh, okay. Well, I was waiting to see who knew who.
Right.
Because if you've been in the industry that long, like he's been in it for 7 years and you've been in for a long time, A's been in for a long time, you're gonna cross paths with most everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we appreciate your insight into the new Decky. And we will have to see where it goes from here. But I will let you go, because I know that the baby is only down for so long. Although she's not yes. really a baby anymore. She's getting into that no, toddler phase.
Yeah, 17 months now.
Yeah. Oh, she's so cute. All right. Well, thank you so much. And if you guys want to give Tiffany a follow, she is on Instagram at Naughty Yachty and also at White Oaks Preserve. And you can see what she's doing nowadays.
Yeah.
So thank you, Tiff. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you're back.
Yay. Sorry about that.
See, that's the world traveler downside.
Yeah, our friend Sandy Malone thinks that we should do a Where's Waldo edition of Adrienne.
We should. We should have a Carmen Sandiego type map and have you in a funky big floppy hat and chase you all over the globe.
There you go. Especially with all the cell phone issues I've been having lately.
Going back a little bit to when we were talking about how it kind of felt awkward that Seth was quizzing Faye on Lewis, and that Faye was actually sharing probably more than I would with a new guy, maybe because it was a cute new guy, it was okay. Or she just might be that honest. But I'm feeling like the editing has gone at Lewis a little. Do you feel like that at all?
Absolutely. I think it's almost a perfect dichotomy to set this new guy who has a captain's license and a couple more years experience on Lewis to pit them against each other for the storyline. But from what I'm seeing, aside from the comms issues that they've had, like the radio issues, which is not his fault necessarily, mm-hmm. I'm not seeing anything that Lewis is doing. He's not a terribly assertive leader that we've seen, but I wouldn't say that he, I mean, we've seen a lot of really crappy bosuns on this show, not on this particular franchise, but in general. And so I feel like he's just getting a bad edit, and I don't really understand why.
Yeah.
Unless it's part of the storyline, I don't understand why he's not getting a good edit, unless they're just setting it up so that there's drama between Seth and Lewis.
Right.
Because of the experience thing. So I don't really get it. I think he's doing a pretty good job. I don't see where he's screwing up, really. He's just not the same type of assertive that we've seen in other people. And that's okay. There's different styles of leadership. We've seen that with all five franchises and the different captains.
Yeah. And I think we've learned from his own confessionals that there is a specific reason why he's not that way.
Yeah.
Because he had a bad experience when he was coming up with someone who was like that. And he has made a conscious decision to not be that way.
Right.
I've been noticing it too. I think people are forgetting the fact that there are a lot of things against him at this point, with him being a man down. This is a couple charters now, and the amount of help that the interior would like from the exterior when they're a man down. So there are a lot of things at play that I think are being overlooked, and he's getting kind of pigeonholed.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way about Oriana as well. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how things shake out a little bit. I mean, I know that, spoiler alert, that Oriana and Faye are friends now. So that tells me a little bit of something, because we've seen them in pictures together since then. And I know they've done some of these viewing parties together since then.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up, because we actually had a question from our lovely Princess Leanne, who is a friend of ours on Twitter. And she asked, so if they get hired with a contract that says they're a second stew, why is there even a meeting at the beginning to choose a second stew? Something doesn't compute here. Can you explain, please? Girl just gave herself a promotion.
First of all, I don't think that she gave herself a promotion. I think that that's what she signed up for, and now she's just confused as to why that's not happening.
Right.
I mean, if she's getting paid the same, then it might not matter, but...
That was my first thought. Is if you're contracted to be a second stew, with NDAs and stuff, we've never really been able to figure out if a third stew gets paid less than a second stew in a Bravo situation. So I don't know that it matters here. And I would think even in regular yachting that's not being filmed for reality television, that if you get hired, you get paid whatever you're contracted for. So other than on your CV, does it matter?
No, we've talked about the fact that this is pretend land, and that even if you put this on your resume, which most of us don't, that it would still not make that much of a difference.
Right. That's how I felt about it too. I think this is more of her knowing her experience and knowing what she contracted for, and that it's not been really clear, especially considering that she's already worked above Casey hierarchy wise. That it doesn't make sense to her. Why not? I don't think Faye has made it as clear as Faye thinks she has. You can rotate. We've seen other chiefs rotate their people, but still have that second and third stew.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it messes with the rotation. And that's what they defaulted to at the end of this episode, is Faye's like, wear your two stripes, but we're still going to rotate duties.
Right. Which is what they would end up doing anyway on a boat this size with the crew that they have, just so that people don't get stuck in one job constantly, is to rotate everybody. That's the fair thing to do.
I agree. I haven't liked where somebody's stuck in laundry the whole time. I did not like watching Natalia be stuck in laundry every single day. She was good at it, but she had a multitude of talents. And for people who are staying in the yachting industry, I think you need to learn all of the different duties if you want to advance.
Right. I agree with that. It's interesting to see, well, and funny enough, that the two people that we're talking about the most here, Oriana and Lewis, are the ones that are interested in each other too.
Yeah. Funny how that ended up. Well, we might have a new romance coming with Faye and Seth. I don't know. It's way too early to tell.
Yes. I don't have any intel on that, or I'd tell you. You know that. I did find out that Casey and Seth are not hooking up though, and never have, because I kind of looked at both of them last night when we were standing there, and they were like, no. So that didn't happen.
Well, tell us, since we've covered most of the episode, tell us how last night was. We didn't get to talk about it because we wanted to let Tiffany share her
experience.
I didn't want to say that word. That word is a double entendre, and I didn't want to put that out there.
It was an amazing party. We had a great turnout. We had a bunch of raffle items that we raised a little bit of extra money for the kids' museum, but everybody brought an unwrapped toy. So there's pictures of that. I just put those up, and so did Captain Carey. And we did have Seth show up. And at first, like I said earlier, I didn't know who he was. but nice enough guy. I chatted with him for a couple of minutes and I finally got to meet Casey, and she's awesome. She's adorable. Love her.
Very cool.
So yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a couple other people float in and out, but of the adventure cast that was there, it was the three of them, and it was a lot of fun. Nathan unfortunately didn't make it, but hopefully we'll catch him for another one. And Lewis was stuck in the Caribbean, so he didn't get to make it, but he was on the video for Carrie, which was awesome.
And so. Faye was on the video too.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And for people who don't know what we're talking about, Adrian put together a happy birthday video for Captain Carrie of different people who wouldn't be able to be there.
His friends and some mutual friends that I have with him and some of his family from back home.
Was Jordo on the video?
Yes.
That's the only friend name that I remember from the interview we had with Carrie. So.
Yes. Yeah, Jordo was on there. I actually tried to get Jordo to fly in, but coming from Australia for one night party was a lot. So.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But yeah, it was a great night. We raised a ton of money for the Children's Museum, which was amazing. And we were able to celebrate Captain Carrie's birthday. So it was fun.
Fantastic. And for those of you who missed it, our friends Jason and Josh from Anchor Watch on the Up and Atom Live channel on YouTube, they did a live streaming. Captain Sean was there with Josh doing kind of the Dick Clark, Ryan Seacrest thing.
It was awesome.
And then they would toss it to Patty Max, and Jason was bringing people up and doing interviews. So check that out. Definitely. That's how I got to participate, because Ohio and Florida are not next to each other.
True.
It looked like a great time. I'm glad you guys raised a lot of money for a good cause. And it seems like you made Captain Carrie's birthday very happy.
Yes. It was awesome.
Well, next week, it looks like we're getting to see a little of Seth's opinion on Lewis and how he runs his boat.
And we see a little bit more of the romance.
We do. We see that blossoming. I'm interested to see where it goes. This was a quieter episode than what we've had so far, but you need those palate cleansers to move on. It did look like we were getting a parasailing, possibly accident. You saw a parasail get knotted up a little bit, and I think it was Faye that we heard going, oh no, and the camera starting to run towards. So we'll have to see. The adventure might get very adventurous.
Look, I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. I know a little bit of intel. I'm not going to do any spoilers.
Don't spoil me.
I'm not going to. I think it's going to be amazing. I'm super excited.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We will catch you next week for the OG with KG and Below Deck Adventure Episode 8. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Special thanks to our friends who helped us create Gangplank Report. Down Below music and lyrics by Angel Twitter Frail and Terry Abbott. Performed by Lorelei of Florida. Production assistance by Michael Castaneda. OG with KG, contributor Kathy Gilmore. Now, walk the plank, you scallywags, so I can have me a clap of thunder. Bravo!